Primary English Graded Readers Book 8. Copyright 2004. Pearson Education Asia Limited and Shanghai Foreign Language Education Press. The Red Panda Gang and the Magic Ladder. Pages 2 and 3. Pam is standing under a cherry tree. She is looking for her cat.
Kitty! Oh, Kitty! Where are you? Come down!
Terry, Billy, and Red come on their bikes.
Hello, Pam. How are you?
I'm sad.
What's the matter?
Look in the tree. Can you see my cat?
They look up.
I can't see your cat. I can see many flowers.
Oh, please help me find my cat. I want my cat.
Terry is thinking. He has an idea.
I know. Okay, Pam. I can help you. I can climb up the tree. I can bring your cat down.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
Pages 4 and 5. Terry starts climbing the tree.
Be careful, Terry.
Don't worry. It's easy.
Terry falls down.
Ouch! Ow, my knee! I hurt my knee!
Terry tries again.
Stand back, Pam. I can do it this time.
Let me help you.
Pam and Red help Terry. They push him up the tree.
You're very heavy, Terry.
Yikes! I'm falling down!
Terry falls down again.
Oh, my head!
Oh, my elbow!
Terry does not give up.
I want to try again.
No, Terry. Sit down under the tree.
Pages 6 and 7. Pam is looking in her bag.
Let me see. I have some string. I have a hammer.
Pam finds some wood.
Come on, Terry, Billy, help me.
Pam is making something.
What are you doing, Pam?
I'm making a ladder.
That's a great idea.
Pam and Terry put the ladder against the tree.
Can you see my cat, Terry?
No, it's gone. I see it. It's beside the big flower.
I can see it too. Hold the ladder, Terry. I'm going up.
Be careful, Pam.
Pages 8 and 9. Pam climbs up the ladder.
Come, Kitty. Come to me, please.
Get the cat, Pam. You can do it.
The cat does not go to Pam.
Oh, I can't reach my cat. She won't come to me.
Let me try. I'm tall.
Pam climbs down. Terry climbs up the ladder.
Come here, Kitty. Kitty, it's okay. Come to me.
Kitty stays in the tree.
What can we do now? We can't do anything. She won't come down.
We have to do something.
Pages 10 and 11. Big Dave comes. He has a big balloon.
Hey, I have an idea. I have a great idea. Hey, Big Dave, can I borrow your balloon?
What for?
We need to save the cat. The balloon can make the ladder go up.
Huh?
No, it can't, Billy. The ladder can't go up.
Try it. They put the balloon on the ladder. The ladder goes up.
Wow! Look! It's going up!
Wow!
See? The balloon can't help. The ladder isn't going up.
Oh, Kitty! Suddenly, Billy has another idea.
Red, do your magic.
Pages 12 and 13. Red is doing his magic.
What's the matter? What's the matter? We need a magic ladder. Zazazoom!
Quick, Terry, jump on!
The ladder is going up!
Terry jumps on the ladder. He goes up into the tree.
Here, Kitty, Kitty, come to Terry. Be careful, Terry!
Go to Terry, Kitty! The cat wants to ride the magic ladder. It goes to Terry.
Look! The ladder is coming down slowly. Good cat. Pam, Billy, Red, I have the cat now.
Pages 14 and 15. The ladder comes down to the ground. Terry gets off.
Oh, Kitty! Oh, Terry, thank you. You're great.
You're welcome. It was easy. I want to go up too.
Billy jumps on the magic ladder. Now he goes up into the tree.
Billy, come down.
Billy, be careful. It's dangerous. Come down.
Meow.
Billy and Red are in the tree.
Are they coming down now?
What are they doing?
Page 16.
Here you are, Pam. Some beautiful flowers for you.
Oh, Billy, you're wonderful. I love flowers, and pink is my favourite colour.
Page 17. Picture Dictionary. Balloon. Cherry. Elbow. Ground. Ladder. String. Wood. Page 20.
The rainforest. Rainforests grow in hot, wet places. Thousands of plants grow in the rainforest. At the top of the forest, there are very tall trees. They get lots of sunlight. The floor of the rainforest is dark. Many rainforests are in danger. Let's protect our rainforests.
Page 21.
The Sphinx Cat. This cat is called a sphinx. It has big eyes, big ears, and a cute face. Why does it have the name Sphinx? Because it looks like a very famous statue in Egypt, the Sphinx. A sphinx cat does not have any hair. It can get cold very easily.
Page 22.
Hot air balloons. Most hot air balloons are the same shape. But some hot air balloons have special shapes. There are big cow balloons. There are monster balloons. Here is a Santa balloon. This one is a hammer. Can you think of a good shape for a hot air balloon? Uncle Noah's Giant Ark. Pages 24 and 25. Uncle Noah is sleeping. He is 500 years old. He sleeps a lot. He is having a dream. It is a bad dream. He can see rain. He can see the sea. There is water everywhere. In his dream, his house is underwater. All the buildings are underwater. Animals are swimming in the water. The animals are dying. Uncle Noah feels sad. Uncle Noah wakes up. He feels worried. He wakes up his wife. He wakes up his children. He tells them about the dream. They decide to do something. They decide to build a big boat. They will call the big boat the Ark. They will save all the animals from the big flood. But it is not easy to build the Ark. It takes a lot of hard work. Eddie the giant can get the wood. He is big and strong. Little Annie likes animals. She can go to find the animals. Pages 26 and 27. Eddie the giant goes far away to find big pieces of wood. Little Annie brings the animals two by two. She brings many animals. She brings monkeys, pandas, kangaroos, pigs, parrots, lizards, and cats. Uncle Noah builds the big ark. The ark is huge. Uncle Noah goes to find all the bread, rice, bamboo, and noodles for the journey. Uncle Noah's wife tells him not to forget the pumpkin seeds. It takes a long time to build the ark. It takes 100 years. Pages 28 and 29. Finally, they are ready to go. Uncle Noah, Eddie the giant, little Annie, with all their family and friends, stand on the boat. They look at the houses, trees, rocks, and mountains. Monkeys, elephants, kangaroos, squirrels, and all the other animals are looking out too. Then, a drop of water falls on little Annie's head. Another drop falls on Eddie the giant. Suddenly, the rain comes pouring down. It rains and rains and rains and rains. Pages 30 and 31. There is water all around the ark. Slowly, the boat begins to float. The monkeys shriek, the pigs grunt, and the pandas begin to look a little worried. It gets cold. The rain does not stop. The wind blows. a storm begins. There is lightning. The cats are scared. The parrots scream. There is thunder. The pigs are screaming now. Little Annie is scared too. Eddie the giant feels sick. The boat rocks up and down. Pages 32 and 33. Later, it is calm. There is water everywhere. Every mountain is underwater. The whole world is a sea. The fish and other sea animals are happy. Little Annie sees big whales, dolphins, and turtles. Even some crocodiles come to say hello. Uncle Noah and his team are busy every day. They need to feed the animals. They need to take the animals for walks. They need to wash the animals. Every day they work hard. They work hard on the boat for 150 days. Pages 34 and 35. One day, the water begins to go down. Uncle Noah looks for land. He sends a parrot to find land. The parrot comes back the next day. It looks tired and sad. They need to wait a little bit longer. The next week, Uncle Noah sends another parrot. The next day, they see the parrot. It comes back with flowers in its mouth. The flowers are beautiful. The parrot gives the flowers to Little Annie. Everybody is happy. They are all cheering. There are flowers. There is land. Uncle Noah takes the boat to the land with the flowers. Page 36. All the animals get out of the ark. The monkeys jump around the trees. The pandas chase each other. The lizards lie on rocks in the sunshine. The cats chase pretty, colorful butterflies. Suddenly, they all look up. They see a fantastic, beautiful rainbow. Uncle Noah smiles. Phew! We're safe now! Little Annie says,
Wow! That's a beautiful rainbow!
Eddie the giant says,
I'm never going on a boat again!
Page 37. Picture Dictionary. Bamboo. Building. Dream. Land. Lightning. Pumpkin seed. Sunshine. Thunder. Page 40.
Special ships. In the story, Uncle Noah made a special boat for animals. Today there are many special ships. Fire ships help to put out fires in other ships. Container ships can be very big. They carry things around the world. Cruise ships are very popular. People can take exciting holidays on cruise ships.
Page 41.
Rain. How do we get rain? 1. There is a lot of water and ice in a cloud. 2. In a big cloud, the ice gets bigger.
3. The ice gets heavy. Lumps of ice fall out of the cloud. 4. In warm air, the ice changes to water. This is rain.
Page 42.
Parrots. There are many kinds of parrots. Some parrots can learn to talk. Some parrots have big feet. They can use their feet to pick things up. There are parrots of different colours. There are white parrots. There are black parrots. There are grey parrots. There are bright and colourful parrots. Xiaoming and Yingying go to Australia. Pages 44 and 45. Mother is talking on the phone.
Yingying,
Xiaoming, it's Aunt May.
Aunt May?
Me first!
Aunt May asks Yingying and Xiaoming an interesting question.
Yingying, Xiaoming, do you want to come to Australia?
Oh, yes, Aunt May. I want to see you.
But Xiaoming is worried. He is afraid of trying new things.
Xiaoming, what's wrong? Don't you want to go?
I don't know.
Don't worry. We can see Aunt May. We can fly on an airplane.
Airplane? Oh, no!
Pages 46 and 47. Yingying and Xiaoming go to Australia.
Xiaoming, Yingying, welcome to Australia.
Hello, Aunt May. I'm so happy. The airplane is exciting.
I feel sick.
Let's look around Sydney today.
Is Sydney a big city?
Yes, it is, Xiaoming, and it's great. And tomorrow, let's fly to Alice Springs. It's a small town, but it's interesting too.
Oh no, I don't like small towns.
Yingying, Xiaoming and Aunt May look around Sydney. First, they go to the Opera House.
This is our opera house. It's famous.
It's beautiful.
Wow! It looks like sailboats.
Look at that bridge.
That's the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
It looks like a coat hanger.
Pages 48 and 49. Aunt May takes Yingying and Xiaoming to a special place.
There are many Chinese buildings here.
There are many Chinese people here, too.
Yes, this is Chinatown. Are you hungry? Let's have Chinese food here.
Aunt May takes Yingying and Xiaoming to a Chinese restaurant.
This Chinese food is great.
Yes, it's delicious. I like this place.
The next day, Yingying, Xiaoming and Aunt May get on an airplane.
Goodbye, Sydney.
Look, I can see the Opera House again. Wow!
They fly to Alice Springs.
We are flying over the Blue Mountains now.
Mountains? There are lots of mountains in China, too.
Those mountains are blue, ha ha!
Pages 50 and 51.
I can see some lakes.
Lakes? There are many lakes in China, too. Let me see.
Xiaoming and Yingying get a surprise.
want to meet the pilot?
Oh, yes.
Me too, please.
Come in, kids.
The pilot talks to Xiaoming and Yingying about Australia.
We are flying over the Great Australian Desert now.
Desert? There is a big desert in China, too.
Later, Xiaoming sees something big and red.
What's that?
That's Uluru. It is the biggest rock in the world. It changes colour.
Pages 52 and 53. The airplane lands in Alice Springs.
Welcome to Alice Springs.
This airport is very small.
That's okay. This place is interesting.
Yingying, Xiaoming and Aunt May go to the hotel. Let's go for a walk.
Yeah!
Don't forget your camera, Xiaoming.
They walk along the river.
Yingying, Aunt May, is that a kangaroo?
Yes, Xiaoming, that's a kangaroo.
Take a photo, Xiaoming.
Look, more kangaroos are coming.
Quick, a photo.
Pages 54 and 55. They see a sign.
Look, Aunt May. There's a camel race today.
A camel race? Do they have camels here?
Oh, yes. We learned about Australian camels at school. We have camels in China.
Yes, but Chinese camels have two humps. Australian camels have one hump.
That's interesting.
Let's go and see the camel race. Yingying, Xiaoming and Aunt May run to the camel race.
Oh, look, there it is.
Wow, it looks fun.
An Australian boy comes on his camel.
Hello, I'm Trevor. Where are you from?
Hello, I'm Xiaoming. I come from China.
Do you want to ride in the camel race?
Oh, yes, I do. Aunt May, can I go in the race, please?
Well, I'm not sure. Aunt May is worried, but Xiaoming is very excited.
Pages 56 and 57. Trevor helps Xiaoming get onto a camel.
Come on, let's practice. Okay, hold on, follow me.
Wow, it's high.
Oh, be careful, Xiaoming.
Xiaoming learns to ride the camel.
Hey, I can do this.
Look, Xiaoming's good at riding the camel.
Xiaoming, Trevor and the other children get ready for the race.
Be careful, Xiaoming.
Don't worry, Aunt May. I can do it.
One, two, three, go!
Wow, it's bumpy.
Come on, Xiaoming.
The camels run fast.
Trevor is the winner.
Come on, Xiaoming!
Hey, this is great!
Xiaoming finishes last, but he enjoys riding the camel. Page 58. The race is finished. Now everyone is hungry.
Let's eat! We have a Chinese restaurant in our town. No thanks, Trevor.
What do you want to eat, Xiaoming?
I want to try something new. I love Australia. Let's eat some Australian food.
Xiao Ming is not afraid of trying new things anymore. Page 59. Picture Dictionary. Camera. City. Coat hanger. Desert. Opera. Pilot. Sailboat. Town. Page 62.
Australia. There are green and wet rainforests in Australia. Many animals live in the rainforests. They like wet places with lots of plants. There are red and dry deserts in Australia. Few animals live in the desert, but there are some animals. They can live in hot, dry places.
Page 63.
Sydney. Sydney is a famous city in Australia. The Sydney Opera House is popular. You can go there to hear beautiful music. There is a famous bridge in Sydney. You can pay money to walk over the bridge. It is hard work and it takes a long time.
Page 64.
Camels. Camels have humps. There are camels with two humps. There are camels with one hump. Their humps do not carry water. Their humps carry fat. The fat gives camels energy. The humps help camels walk in hot, dry deserts. Camels can walk a long way in hot, dry deserts.
Linda Lighthouse Goes to Arctic. Pages 66 and 67. Linda Lighthouse is going to a place called Arctic. Arctic is very cold. There are some very special animals in Arctic. There are Arctic dogs. There are giant walruses and white polar hippos. Arctic is very beautiful. Usually, Arctic is peaceful. The animals are peaceful. The people are peaceful too. Arctic is a beautiful, peaceful and clean place. Pages 68 and 69. But now some strange things are happening. The Arctic dogs are brown now. Their hair sticks up. Their eyes are red. They bark a lot. They are dirty now. The giant walruses are going away. They do not like Arctic anymore. Arctic is terrible now. Linda must find out why. Linda goes to see a house. The house is a mess. There are dirty footprints. There are dirty teeth marks too. Linda goes to see Arctic School. All the windows are broken. There are teeth marks in many chairs. There are teeth marks in desks. Pages 70 and 71. Linda goes to the park. The swings are broken. The slide is smashed. The park is a mess. The park benches have hippo teeth marks in them. The trees have hippo teeth marks in them. The polar hippos are angry and hungry. Polar hippos come into people's houses. They break doors and windows. The polar hippos steal food. Why are the polar hippos like this? Linda must find the answer. Pages 72 and 73. Linda flies to Hippo Island. This is the home of the polar hippos. Usually this place is quiet and beautiful. Today it is noisy and dirty. Many polar hippos are swimming away from Hippo Island. They make the water dirty. There are no birds. There are no fish. Linda gets out of her solar helicopter. She follows the noise. She walks around the island. Pages 74 and 75. Then she finds the problem. It is Mike Mud. He is digging the mountain. Linda says,
"Hey, what are you doing? You can't dig here. You're not allowed."
Mike Mud says,
"I'm digging for treasure. Who are you? You can't stop me."
Linda says,
"I am Linda Lighthouse. I help to keep planet Aether clean."
Suddenly, Mike Mud is scared. Mike runs. Linda runs after him. He throws snowballs at Linda. Linda throws snowballs at him. A polar hippo sees Mike Mud. The polar hippo is angry. The hippo runs at Mike Mud. Mike is scared. The hippo knocks Mike into the air. Pages 76 and 77. Linda takes Mike in her solar helicopter. Mike can see the island from the sky. All the island is dirty. There is nowhere for the polar hippos to live. Linda takes Mike to the town. He sees angry, hungry hippos. They break all the things. Many people are scared. The town is broken and dirty. The children cannot go to school. Now Mike understands. He should not make Hippo Island dirty. Linda takes Mike back to the island. He has a lot of work to do. Linda makes Mike clean Hippo Island. He washes away the mud. He sweeps the roads. He cleans up his camp. He picks up the rubbish. Then the animals start to come back. The birds and fish come back. A giant walrus comes back too. The hippos come back one by one. They all come back from the town. They're not hungry. They can find food on Hippo Island. They are all clean. Page 78. There are no more polar hippos in the town now. The houses are not broken. The park is not broken. The school is not broken. The children are back at school. Arctic is peaceful and beautiful again. Linda can go home. And Mike is staying in Arctic. He is lucky. He found his treasure. Page 79. Picture Dictionary. Camp. Footprint. Mud. Road. Rubbish. Slide. swing. Page 82.
The poles. The north end of the Earth is called the North Pole. There is ice at the North Pole. The ice there is on the sea. The south end of the Earth is called the South Pole. There is ice at the South Pole. The ice there is on land.
Page 83.
Polar bears. Polar bears live near the North Pole. They have long white hair. You cannot see them well in the snow. Polar bears are very big. They are strong and they can be very dangerous. Sometimes they break ice to catch fish. They can swim well in very cold water.
Page 84.
Hippos. In the story, there are polar hippos on planet Aether. On Earth, there are no polar hippos, of course. Real hippos come from Africa. They live near pools. They're great swimmers. Hippos have huge mouths. Don't go near an angry hippo. Even crocodiles are scared of hippos.
That's the end of Primary English Graded Readers, Book 8.